This is a life-changing message by the Apostle General Sam Crenshaw Ankara. Stay tuned.
Clap your hands and shout and say a big amen.
Amen.
God never takes his mercy away from us. He doesn't do that.
Onyankopon emfa da kru bia oyi ne Bible na said ne yi emfri yemu de biara da ne mobro hunu firi yemu.
He does not deprive us of his unfailing love. His tender kindness and tender mercies. His grace and his favor. They are always around us and in us, in front of us, behind us. The problem is that we do not know how to access these blessings of God.
We
sleep in his grace. We marry in his grace. We go to school in his grace. We travel in his mercy. We face battles and challenges. All the blessings of God are around us, but we lack the wisdom to access these blessings. This week, may the mercy of God be available.
I receive it.
May the grace of God be released.
I receive it.
When you are looking for favor, may favor find you.
I receive it.
Clap your hands and shout, I receive it.
I receive it.
Let the devil hear you again.
I receive it.
Let the wicked one know that you are under mercy and grace.
I receive it.
Eradiatum nido.
The songwriter says, for his mercy shall endure. Series with the theme of the youth last Sunday, I can see it coming. We were treating and looking at how to access the mercy of God, how the grace of God and his favor, his unfailing love, his tender mercies and tender kindness, which is all around us, how we can access.
Amen.
How goodness and mercy can follow us.
Amen.
As a
goodness and mercy, they are spiritual entities that hear voice, that they can walk, that they can respond. Why? Because they follow. Goodness and mercy shall follow me, not some days of my life, but all the days of my life, if you so wish, it shall happen.
Oh, but we're somewhere.
Clap your hands and scream, goodness,
goodness,
mercy,
mercy,
follow me,
follow me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They can hear.
Amen.
They are spiritual entities.
Come on now.
Odo Adam ayeye. Any sa mobrohunu, any already mobrohuni in Arano, one way and crofo mutiasam, and this out to Safrana, Obebaniwa Betra, Equosita, every year.
And don't forget, we started studying Psalm number 6 and verse number 1 to 5. Those of you who were not here, and then the expositions were that number 1. When do you call for mercy? When do you call for mercy? When God is angry with you, number 1. When God is angry with you.
Now, yes, sir, a quiet faso, Ephra. adum emra awrade ebu afu no samre na ofre se awrade enipa ene awrade adum no emra wo so.
Number 2, when you are physically sick and weak, when you yourself know that you are losing your stability, you need to call for mercy to come.
Nieto so mienu emra wa ho ode adua untumi nya hia wo yare ne samre no ene obefre se
when problems have exacted upon you and you are losing your ability and the soundness of your mind. Number 3, you ask God for mercy. When you think that you are tired, you can't continue anymore, ask God for mercy in that hour.
Emra wa bre e wa brabom emra wo ya bibia nyeye na onim se wadu awie ya bibia ne hobiom no samre na obetsere urade se oma ne mobro hunu no emra wo so.
Number 4, when your life is under threat, that is when you call for mercy.
Emra wo hunsa wa brabo no ade bi ehunehuna wa brabo no samre na ofre urade e woni mobro hunu mu.
Number 5, when you come face to face with death and you notice that this one, it is God that must intervene for you, you call for mercy.
Nieto sunum emre owo ebo wo punu kokoko na oba wencha ba fa wako no samre yi na ofre urade e ma ne mobro hunu eba wo so.
This morning, let's look at some features of mercy. Luke chapter 10, verse number 33. Luke chapter 10, verse number 33.
Luke and Sempano, eti edu, ntitimo yedu, ebiasa, miensa.
So Jesus was telling this parable, and then he said, a man was traveling from Jericho to Jerusalem, and they fell among thieves, armed robbers. They pounced upon him, beat him, took all his belongings, and left him half dead. And then Jesus said, a priest came over, looked at him, and walked past. Then a Levite also came by, walked away, did not attend to him. Then a worthless sinner from Samaria, called the Samaritan, also came. He stopped, and then he did certain things. And then Jesus then asked, which of these three is a good neighbor? And then they gave him an answer. I want us to look at that conversation briefly, and then I'll be done with you.
Yesu Kristo ene akasa kire mu ewa bebu mu ode nsemu to se abrantia bia na otukwa fi Samaria e de ekọ ena okoto akwanwefo nsemu a omu ebu no eji ne hunuama eprepra no na mra na oda ho na obre no osafo di kan beche mu wankasa ne ho ne etoso mienu eya Levi ni a ono so eya Levi ba Israel ni ebeche mu wankasa no na mum Samaritan ni anase Samaritan ni oyede bonyani ene befa abrantia yi ede ne ko edi ne hujume nyina abu ano ene Yesu di asem bisa ne ka ho se sane pa miansa mabubu omudi na wan ene ye ne nua wan na ye adamfo pa na no nkomo ne ebedi anope yi ne ede osom ne aba wieye.
So we start from the Samaritan, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So I wanted to take notice of the word compassion. The word compassion also means kindness, and it also means mercy. He showed him compassion, he showed him kindness, he showed him mercy. Take note of that.
In the church, someone had a car who said, and a Samaritan be a betamu, and a Samaritan, a who no more bro, a yano atom, not just a mobro, who know you, who no, and no any abashan and no pay.
So let's see how kindness and mercy unfold themselves in practical life, in real time. And get yourself ready, because this week somebody will show you kindness.
I receive it.
This week somebody will show you mercy.
I receive it.
I love preaching here. As if angels are worshiping with us today.
Jesus.
I said this week somebody will show you unlimited favor.
I receive it.
Let
me confess this to you. Anywhere I go in the world, and in Ghana, I miss Oyedum. Because preaching here is different from what I do everywhere.
Jesus. How about?
That's somebody, home is home. That's somebody, home is home. That's somebody, home is home.
Home is home.
Say amen. Here my spirit is at peace when I'm releasing the blessings of God.
Amen.
Because I have seen poor people become rich. Receive it.
I receive it.
I have seen nobody become somebody's.
I receive it.
All the testimonies are shakers and movers. They were all from this
come
altar.
On. Come on.
Fear any fear and pare, Papa Sembrebiara, over to Kako baby, baby, or Obiara, and poor Ghana, have baby of the Kobiano, so near Yadoma, a Yanani, Axi, and I send any apprecer. Essence, I had no money, dear Ojina, not just any near Mingina or Yangina, and Slebia Bena, if it's up.
So now watch, mercy is unfolding, kindness is unfolding. Mercy is coming to Juliama, mercy is coming to Richard, Amma, mercy is coming. Number one, so he went to him and bandaged his wounds.
Enti mocha kwanya mobrohunu ayaba ofie mobrohunu ayaba ho a enti okọ ni nche ejitiri na kro ni nyinara.
Why did he bandage? He was losing blood, so the bandage will now stop the losing of blood.
Amen.
Adenti na ejitiri na kro ejitiri nu kwese se ni kro nu etu emoja se emoja le fini mu a ebe ya semti ejitiri a na che se emoja na twa.
Yes, how mercy works. When you are losing too much money,
Jesus,
a spiritual bandage will come and bind you.
I receive it.
Hey! You didn't hear me. When you are losing too much peace,
Jesus,
God will bandage your head with a spiritual
bandage.
I receive it. Somebody say, I hear the Lord.
I hear the Lord.
Aye, aye. Aye, when there is a leak in your finances,
Jesus,
money comes, money goes.
Jesus,
money comes, money does not stay. Money comes, you cannot account for it. You are losing something. May the Lord bandage you.
Yes.
And today, we stop every leakage in your financial system.
Amen.
I'm talking to some young women here who must marry.
Jesus.
The men come, the men go. The men come, the men go. Today, I bring a stop to that stupidity.
A stop!
Clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That foolishness is stopping.
Is stopping.
By the bandage. Of Jehovah.
Of Jehovah.
Said, the Lord.
Bind me.
Bind me.
Bind me. Bind me, O Lord.
Clap your hands and say, My father. I need spiritual bandage. Because this foolishness
must come to an end.
And I
mention
your name. Sam Crunchy Uncle. I bring
this nonsense
to an end. Shout yes.
Yes.
And your papa says, say yes, Kasam and the Eshiagu. Say your brother more prayer and the Eshiagu. I did be an Eshiagu, a brother, Mubiano. And Radi Baba Titri, Emma Sadi Chrono, and Jaisa Eshagu, Sayawari, Sayajuma, Sayasikasem, and Radi Baba Titri Adiamau.
Tell somebody, Apostle Jonah is prophesying the word. He's prophesying the word. Say, the word of God is powerful.
The word of God is powerful.
Sharper than any two swords. Tell your brother, receive the word.
Receive the word.
That's how mercy works. Mercy will cause somebody to come and stop any unnecessary thing that is living your life.
Jesus.
Clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any good thing. Like blood.
My blood.
Like blood.
Like blood.
That lifts my body.
That lifts my body.
Stop.
Stop.
Oh, but we say we are right here. Adia biara ya moja wa brabom. Na e shiegu. Na e kokeke. Ema unya huadino. Said Chrono, a Radiacasa Adam at the Timbondage, a Baba Titri, and my Jasa Jagu. No one was
a bondage, and it's bandage.
Into my Betitri,
and yet to my bandage. Into my go. In our language, into my go is any old cloth that is so weak and so tired. If you use it to bandage, it will tear. Bandage is a proper one that has been made to make sure that when you have any wrinkle on your leg, it straightens your leg. When the blood is flowing, it will stop the blood.
Stop.
When your knees are weak, it makes your weak strong.
Yeah.
As you see this one right now, there are some of you, are bandages around your waist. I can see.
Mercy, oh God.
Am I dialing some numbers over here?
Because
arthritis is worrying you. So under your trouser, there is bandage.
What is wrong? Go to how the bandage are chitray. Bandage here to maybe a yesterday. I said, Bibi, I yaw, that's how to meet the chitra. And beside the chronicle, and to the way out the bandage at chitray, send your bear sire and end you, you know, sign them concord the best chitray. I dear be a sewa problem, and my to be end you.
Lift up your hand, pray this prayer. Yemi whole century. Hey! Amparo! Then he poured oil. He poured oil in the wound. He poured oil. Oil is the symbol for power and strength.
Amen.
When you are weak, oil gives you recovery.
We receive it.
That's how mercy works. That's how kindness works. That's how compassion works. Mercy brings you power and restores you.
We receive it.
Mercy is an oil. Mercy is anointing. Show me when you will not need mercy in your life. Show me, and I'll stop preaching right now. Especially 2023. Half year to December 31st.
Wine is joy.
Wine is celebration. Wine is the cure for mental sickness.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
When it's a any year now, when Ankasa so Ayadia, Edia Nitia Babra Bumwa, Emma Onipa, Etikim Pempesobia, Emma Nitia Brabum, Way, and the Mobrohunu Aye.
Wine represents the blood.
When is the sense of Jehovah Christo Mogano?
So there can be no mercy without the blood of Jesus.
And to Nipa, that's any beer, you to me at now, say Christo Mogano anymore.
Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. Follow me. When you follow me, there's oil on my head. When you follow me, I have wine in my spirit. Follow me. When you follow me, unnecessary leakages in my life are stopped.
Amen.
Goodness and mercy.
Yeni ado yeni metida. Yeni ado yodi metia. Debiara da matu ding na beko. Adi abi niwe buti mi efima problem. Eyango afiso ye wine. Ema maniti ye eni ado ye.
Look at how mercy works. And he set him on his own animal. The animal can take only one person. It means that the mercy put him on the animal, and he, the provider of the mercy, began to walk. That's how mercy works. Mercy, God does not mind to cause somebody to let somebody vacate their house for you to occupy.
Amen.
Somebody has one car, but mercy can cause him to give his car to you and he will ride a bicycle. Clap your hands and shout and say, I receive mercy. Say, mercy.
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 Shout and scream and say, Lord, show me mercy.
Lord, show me mercy.
And then
he put him in a hotel. Provided him at an accommodation. That's how mercy works. And then he took care of him. Look at verse number 35. And on the next day, when he had departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him. And whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay. That's how mercy works.
Jesus.
One thing, you're kind, you know. I said, now, dear, I'll be home, no, a man in denarii, be a no, I can't say, Shano Mami, Nemo, I can't be a bebo, Piarano, Messiah, Metianina, Sana, Mobrahuina, dear, I can't be a bano, Mobrahu to Metiamao.
Let me practicalize it. Mercy ensures that when somebody gives you a promise, the person honors it.
Amen.
He paid and he said, take care of him. I'll be back. Whatever you spend on him, I'll come and pay back. That's a promise.
mobrohunu sheboa odisi pepepepe ase mema wei ni obebo aka bi obebo ohu bia meba mesatua eno eya bosha nipa edisi no no.
Anybody who is owing you promise of financial help,
Jesus,
may the Lord give them no sleep.
Yes.
May mercy compel them.
Yes.
Anybody who owe you anything,
Jesus,
may mercy compel them.
Mercy.
My Father,
Jesus,
where our helpers are,
Jesus,
compel them by mercy.
Them.
Compel them.
Compel
clap
them.
Your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Compel them.
Compel them.
By mercy.
By mercy.
That my helpers.
That my helpers.
Will find me.
Will find me.
Oh God.
Oh God.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The man of God.
The man of God.
Says.
Says.
My prophet.
My prophet.
He says.
He says.
This month.
This month.
September.
September.
Is the month.
Is the month.
Of grace.
Of grace.
And mercy.
And mercy.
My Lord.
My Lord.
Compel them.
Compel them.
By mercy.
By mercy.
Not my helpers.
Not my helpers.
Show up.
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 Show up!
Oh!
Show up!
Radio Mamma Brown and Bramaso, Obipiana was all your Miami, Obipiana was all your Papano, my Radimo Brown and Mancano, Man in Miami, on the Homie Mobile, and what Quangin Aramu.
Oh, here's another songwriter song for you for your mental healing. Why yam ye kata ye bonisu?
Why yam ye? My Shira,
and
if I was
not forget, worship is healing. Don't forget, worship is healing. Why,
yeah, yeah,
why,
yeah, yeah,
and if I was. Why am ye?
Why am ye? Dosu.
Why am ye? Dosu.
Why am ye? Ataya body so.
Receive your healing this morning. Receive impartation this morning. Receive grace, mercy. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it.
Why am ye?
Why am ye dosu?
Why am ye kata ye body so?
Why am ye?
Why am ye? Mama ye shira.
Etifawa.
Etifawa. Zemi na shaleta. Why am ye dosu?
There are tears in my eyes. You know why? This is the song I used to be singing at Blackmore and Sons when we started our ministry. This song always featured, and I didn't know what I was praying. Not knowing, I was asking God to release mercy and to bring me helpers. And today I have Minister Khan, and I have Reverend Agre, I have Bogas, I have sons all over the world. Oh my goodness gracious me. I have raised doctors, I have raised lawyers, I have raised engineers,
amen.
I have raised accountants,
amen.
I have raised men of God,
amen.
I have raised leaders.
Amen.
We Royal House Chapel is on our university campuses around this nation, 40.
Amen.
And today we are going to inaugurate about 300 of them as executives. And at that time, I was singing this song at Blackmore and Sons. It was a warehouse, it was not an oil dome. The mercy of God can travel with you wherever you go.
Yes.
In your troubles and in your pain.
Mercy.
When you are crying.
Mercy.
When you have been rejected.
Mercy.
When you have been sidelined.
Mercy.
When people reproach you.
Mercy.
Mercy can find you.
Mercy.
Why am ye kata?
Why am ye?
Why am ye?
Why am ye?
Mercy.
Mobrohunu. Mobrohunu.
Give me the next verse. Give me the next verse. Then here's the question. So which of these three do you think was his neighbor? Was a neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? Here's the answer. Verse 37. And he said, he who showed him mercy.
Mercy.
He who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said, you have answered well. Go and do likewise. Oh, so now you know that bandaging somebody's wound is mercy.
Amen.
Putting a wounded person on your own animal is mercy.
Amen.
journey, fulfilling a promise, is mercy. So I was looking at the kindness that David showed to Mephibosheth. In verse 1, David said, is there anyone, 2 Kings chapter 9 verse 1, is there anyone left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? So kindness invokes covenant. Mercy invokes and causes covenant to speak.
Yes.
You didn't hear me. Is there anyone left in the house of David that I will show kindness for Jonathan's sake? He had a covenant with Jonathan. Now Jonathan is dead, but the covenant must be activated.
Jesus.
And then watch. It was the voice of mercy that activated the power of covenant.
Come on.
Today, Jesus. May the Lord activate covenant to speak for
you. I receive it.
Clap your hands and shout, I receive it.
I receive it.
Oh, David, be says, and Obiaka, I was so fear. Met me, I am my man, Mobrohunu. And I say, ah, Jonathan, upon my men in the wanty, Obia Waka Obiarano, Medesamo Brohunu, Nebamano. Not just a pump a Kenyan home, and Rambo Brohun Bebiarano, now pump a Yajuma.
With a loud voice, ready, go. Now,
David said,
Is
there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul
that
I may show him kindness?
I may show him what?
Kindness
for
Jonathan's sake.
Now, look at verse number 3. The language changes over there. Verse number 3, ready, go.
Then the king said,
Is there not still anyone of the house of Saul
to whom I may show the kindness,
I show the
of, God.
Kindness
of God?
And
Ziba said to the king, There's still a son of Jonathan.
His name is Mephibosheth.
Who is lame in his feet.
And he's lame in his legs. The first time he said, I'll show him kindness. The second time he said, I'll show him the kindness of God.
That's right.
Read
it. Reason. Read it. Read it.
Read
it. Read it. Read it. Read it.
Reason. Kindness has only one definition. The Greek word there is Christos.
Now, a Greek Casamono, any offense said Christos.
And it means the mercy of God. Two, God's goodness. Three, God's faithfulness. Four, God's undeserved favor. Five, God's graciousness. Kindness and God's kindness, they are different. I will show him kindness because of my relationship with Jonathan. Verse 3, I will show him the kindness of God.
Do
you know why from the age of 3 throughout your life they taught you the definition of mercy? And they show you the source of mercy. We want to say, me who ye onyami adum. How are you? I am fine by the grace of God from age 3. That is the language that you have been taught to speak. You know what the language is teaching you? The language is teaching you not only the definition of mercy, but it's also teaching you the source of mercy.
If you inquire them, any answer will say, "Toyota, your tuba, ye nungwa drumo hewo in your tuba, ye answer will say,
your tuba nanungwa
drumo hewo,
mehu ye nyami adum." By the grace of God. How are you today? Oh, by God's mercy. It is telling you that mercy comes from only one source.
And no, today we say, "Emo brohunu efi biaba akope na sabia ba akono eni erati mo brohunu."
One of the things that should be running through your mind is that, oh, Apostle General, I respect you, power. You see, I'm giving you teachings like I'm talking to Convention of Saints.
Man.
Because there are 12, 13 people here this morning. God's mercy will show up.
We receive it.
God's graciousness will hit you up.
We receive it.
God's undeserved favor is coming to
locate
you.
We receive it.
Goodness is locating
you.
Not ordinary goodness, but God's goodness.
Goodness,
the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk.
The Lord.
Eradi be yinanim patre o. Esa se Eradi ni me shefo na shiri hiami. Obema wadum, obema mobrohunu, obema ayemuye esa se. Odi de edoso ewo ni mu.
Let me show you the difference between God's mercy and man's mercy. When a rich man shows a girl mercy, the rich man is looking for something from that girl. The rich man is looking for your body and will show you mercy. So you see, it is different from God's mercy. God's mercy is absolute. You sin against God, God acquits you and discharges you.
Yes.
So your sins I'll remember no more.
Yes.
God's love is total.
Yes.
When God says, "I love you," I love you.
Jesus.
And so he will leave his place in heaven and he will come and die. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. When God loves you, he can lay down his life for you.
Jesus.
He will not ask for your body.
Yes.
He will not ask for any manipulation. If God says, "I forgive you," I forgive you. If God says, "Your sins I'll remember no more," I'll remember no more. If God says, "I love you," I love you. But if a man says, "I love you," he has an intention. When a rich man says, "I love you," the rich man wants to use you. If you're a man, he wants you to do some hard work to pay for his love. But when God says, "I love you," it is unconditional.
Amen.
His mercy, and then you pass his mercy through man, then the man cannot ask anything from you because God is the one that is pushing him.
Amen.
When God sends you a helper, the helper will not fornicate with you and commit adultery.
Amen.
The helper will not ask anything from you. God is only using him or her as a messenger.
Jesus.
Clap your hands and say, "My Father,
my Father,
send me your help.
Send me your help.
Send me your mercy.
Send me your mercy.
Send me your goodness.
Send me your goodness.
Send me your kindness.
Send me your kindness.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus."
Clap your hands and say, "God is good.
God is good.
Grace and mercy."
Lift up your voice.
Our only is grace and mercy.
You need God to show you mercy. Run right now. Are you ready? Come on, tell me. Dirty people from the back. Run. I am a sucker. I am a sucker. You are the one.
connect with the Apostle General on Twitter at Sam Cranchy, Facebook and Instagram, Sam Cranchy Ankara. Share your prayer requests and testimonies via info at royalhousechapel.org. Royal House Chapel, touching our generation with the power of God. God richly bless you.